you know, there's something that affects over 1 in 10 Australians. And yes, that is, you know, 2.5 million people. It costs about 1.2 billion a year in healthcare costs as well. And we are, of course, talking about asthma. So new research has been released, and it shows that Australians are overusing over-the-counter puffers. And they're actually putting themselves at risk by not having the right asthma plan because, you know, you need to be able to make sure that you are taking the right dosage and that you are diagnosed and that this medicine's actually doing something for you. So here to talk to us today is the senior author of the research paper. It's Professor Cynthia Bosnich-Antisevich. Cynthia, thank you so much for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So look, in your study and your research that's just been released, you found that over 2/3 of those people who were surveyed were actually using their preventer. Well, they were overusing their preventer. What does that mean? What actually qualifies as overuse?
So it's their reliever that they were overusing. So that is often it's the blue puffer, which people use to treat their symptoms. And if we look at what is defined as use, which suggests a person has poorly controlled symptoms, then it's on more than 2 occasions a week. So if people are using their blue puffer on more than 2 occasions a week, their reliever, then that means that they have symptoms which suggest their asthma is poorly controlled. And the thing that we found interesting was that at that point in time when they came into the pharmacy to purchase a reliever, 70% of people had recently been using it to an extent which suggested that their asthma was not well controlled.
Wow. So what does well-controlled asthma look like? What is an asthma plan?
Yeah, well, well-controlled asthma, and I mean, you know, the best way that we can tell whether a person has well-controlled asthma is whether they're experiencing symptoms and whether those symptoms are impacting on their day-to-day, you know, living or any activities that they're doing, or, you know, if they're waking up with asthma symptoms or waking up in the morning and needing to use their reliever. They're the signs that we look for to try and determine whether a person has poor asthma control. And of course, that's usually when the people want to use their reliever medication because it relieves those symptoms. But what we're really aiming for is a situation where people aren't experiencing symptoms, that their asthma is well controlled and that they don't actually feel the need to have to relieve any symptoms. And that's where their asthma plan comes in. And are they taking those medications that are going to prevent them from experiencing symptoms? That's really the gold standard.
Yeah, it sounds like it will require a lot of management and planning. But let's also talk about another finding in the paper, which is that, you know, a similar number to the people who are overusing their reliever were actually found to not be using their reliever regularly. So do you think that that's because of, do you think that it's because patients are being lazy, or is it because of a lack of education? What's going on there?
Well, just to clarify, so what we found was that 70% of people were using their reliever regularly, reliever to suggest that they had poorly controlled symptoms, but only 20% of them were using their preventer. So the preventer is usually the anti-inflammatory medication that makes sure that, you know, the asthma is basically kept under control. And so what was really interesting was that obviously these patients were experiencing symptoms, but they weren't using their preventer regularly. And, I mean, patients not using their preventer regularly is not uncommon. You know, we've known for, you know, a long time that, you know, people sometimes forget to take their preventer medication, especially if their asthma is well controlled. They sometimes, you know, they're not triggered to think about it, so they sometimes forget. But we also know that some people, you know, choose not to take it because they're either worried about having to take something, you know, daily or regularly. They sort of don't believe that they should need to do that, especially if they're feeling well. I mean, in our study, we also found that some people said that they didn't feel that they needed to take it regularly, which is once again interesting given that obviously they had symptoms of poor control. And there was a proportion of people that actually said that they didn't think it worked, their preventer worked, which is another interesting one, because then it makes us ask, well, were they on a appropriate dose, or were they perhaps, did they perhaps not have correct inhaler technique, so they weren't getting the full dose?
Yep.
Why is it that these people feel that their preventer doesn't work? And, you know, there's a lot still that we need to understand to try and then help people to use their preventers.
Absolutely, yeah. And so what does it look like? What are some of the symptoms that people are, you know, people who are overusing their reliever, you know, because maybe they're not using their preventer? What are some of those symptoms look like? What should people be looking out for?
Yeah, well, look, I think a big part of this is people really being very realistic and sort of keeping track of how often they're experiencing their symptoms and how often they need to use their reliever. Because if they're finding that they're using their reliever on more than two occasions in a week, that means that their asthma is not well controlled. And it actually is really important for them to reflect on that over time. Because what we also find is, so they might be experiencing symptoms of shortness of breath or chest tightness or wheezing or cough, or they might be waking up in the middle of the night and they feel the need to use their reliever. They may wake up in the morning feeling they need to use their reliever. All of those are signs that their asthma is not well controlled.
Yeah.
And it's really important for people to follow that over time, because what we've also found is that people don't always have a realistic perception, actually, of how often they're experiencing symptoms. And so they think, oh, actually, you know, I haven't had symptoms for a while. I don't need to use my reliever very often. But when they actually reflect on it, they'll say, yeah, but actually it did impact on what I was doing. And actually, I probably did have symptoms. I have had symptoms, you know, for a few weeks on and off. So patients, you know, thinking about it,
retrospectively,
retrospectively, and being kind of keeping track of it will help. It'll help them really understand their asthma, I guess, itself.
So that sounds like a great way to, I guess, take asthma management precautions in the future. But just really quickly, because we are running out of time, I wanted to ask you one thing, which is that Australia is one of the few countries that actually does allow puffers to be sold over the counter. And considering the lack of asthma management that we were just talking about and self-diagnosing, do you think that this is that we should continue to be able to sell asthma puffers over the counter without a prescription?
Well, it's an interesting question. And the answer to that is that, you know, I guess there's no definitive answer to that. But there was some research quite a while ago that looked at reliever medication that was available over the counter versus reliever medication that doctors prescribe. So, you know, patients were picking it up on a prescription, and they didn't actually find a difference between those patients that were getting it on a prescription versus those that were getting it over the counter. And I don't think, I mean, the whole reason for us having them available over the counter is that we know that it does relieve symptoms. And if patients need it, they should be able to access it. Studies overseas where it's not available over the counter don't really suggest that asthma control levels are necessarily better. So it's probably more complex than just it being available.
Definitely. Well, look, thank you so much for speaking with us today, Cynthia. And we, yeah, definitely need to be more on the ball with looking after our asthma management.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to share with your listeners.
No worries. That was Professor Cynthia Bosnich-Antisevich, researcher and professor at the University of Sydney, talking to us about the overuse of over-the-counter asthma medication. My name's Sid Sharma, and you're listening to Drive.